David, welcome to Darton Football Club. People will be asking, what's your football background?
Hi, Ray. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me. My football background, I'm a North East lad. I was born into a sporting family. Both my parents were PE teachers. So I was brought up on a number of sports. And I played football at a competitive level in the North East, both Saturday and Sunday. Never made it to the higher levels, to me, unfortunately. But I still play now, over 40s. I'm playing at Coxa. Although I think we need a youth policy coming in at 52. I'm struggling to get through 80 minutes, but there's no 40-year-olds coming around. So if there are any out there and want to play for Coxa, please come along. I've been a very keen football fan all my life. I actually followed Newcastle United, but I did also follow Darlington. My relationship with Darlington goes back to when Brian Little was manager. I was working with Brian's brother Kenny, and we used to come along and watch. I think Alan was actually coaching at Hartlepool at the time. And then when Dave Hodges was in charge, I came to a few games. And obviously, when Martin Gray got involved, Martin invited me down because I know Martin through football. I've played with Martin over 40s, and Martin's also represented sides that I've put together. And so I came down and started watching Darlington when Martin was there, and that's how the involvement's come along.
There were great days, though, back in 89, 90, 91, though, when the team won the conference in the 0-4 division, weren't they?
Oh, superb, yes. I mean, I thought Brian brought a fantastic style to the club in terms of football. He's a great footballer himself. Obviously, his career was cut short by injury, but quite a sporting family, all the Littles. And yes, there were great days for Darlington.
Now, what's your business background? I understand you've got plenty of experience in blue chip companies.
Yes, I've been working as a board director in blue chip companies for probably the last 20 years. At the moment, I'm running my own consultancies, but prior to that, I worked in private equity in London for the last 3 years, working where private equity firms buy into companies that have got either a niche place in the market or they're underperforming or got potential, and I go in and help them improve, build on the skills they've got there, bring some new skills in and grow the business to a point where the business can ultimately be sold and profit made on the sale. So that's the last 3 years. Prior to that, I worked with the BAA Group at Edinburgh, Heathrow and Stansted Airports, managing the airports, and also as procurement director for the group, working at board level. Fantastic 5 years, very demanding. It is 24/7, 365 running an airport, so I think that will put me in some good training for helping with Darlington over the next few weeks and months. Prior to that, I was MD of Thorn Lighting at Spennymoor. I joined them when they were in a very difficult position financially and with a very unhappy workforce, but working with the with the employees at shop floor level, putting new management structures in place, we managed to turn the business around successfully. And then I relocated them from the old site to a new site in Green Lane and sold the land on for housing, which funded the new factory. And the factory was factory of the year 2 years later, but it was a great testament to the employees there. Without getting those guys on board, we would never have done it. And it's a fantastic workforce that I still keep in contact with.
You've had a look at one or two Darlington affairs so far. What improvements can you suggest going forward? I know it's early days and we're still with a blank piece of paper, but what can you see as an improvement in the club?
I think the first thing the club needs is a bit of stability off the field. There's been a lot of churn and that needs to stop. I think that I can bring a certain level of corporate diligence, having worked in boardrooms the last 20 years, to that. I think we need to formalise how the board operates and performs. The board needs to strengthen with certain skill sets that may not be there today, but also there are some very good people working there at the moment, and we need to complement those skills with new skills coming in. And the board needs to improve its relationship with the supporters group and with the fan base. I think we need to look at new revenue streams, how we can improve the commerciality of the business and bring in greater funding. Obviously, I recognise that the equity structure of the business, of the club, is very much fan-based, but I need to understand exactly what the fans' ambitions and goals are. But certainly, whilst I'm involved with the club, there will be a level of diligence, corporate diligence, brought to the boardroom, so the right decisions will be made, the right financial decisions will be made, and we'll be there to be accountable to the fan base on how we perform.
How far can you see the club going then in the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, and obviously, I haven't had a chance to speak to the supporters group yet, but my view on this is this club needs to be back in the Football League. We need to put together a business plan. One of my key objectives over the next 2 to 3 weeks is to pull together a 2-year rolling plan. That will be a very detailed operational plan showing the cash requirements, the capital requirements to take the club to the next level. We have to get out of this league and in the conference, and then once we're out of the in the conference, we've got to make plans to get into the Football League. So that actually is a definite 2-year plan, and I will be here for that journey, a minimum of 2 years. In that time, I will look to bring in investment into the club. I will look to bring in sponsorship. Just to, the operating budget will need to increase by over £500,000 a year to be sustainable within the Conference League. But my vision for Darling is a sustainable football club in the Football League that at some point has its own ground.
You mentioned the ground there. The club's at Blackwell Meadows at the moment. There's some ground improvements needed, almost of an immediate nature. How will you go about those?
I've obviously, in the last 5 days, I've been looking at all the information that's available to me, and I understand what happened at the end of last year. I don't want to go back over old ground about what happened and what didn't happen. We have to look forward and deal with the positive aspects. So there's certain things we have to do to get the ground up to the required standard. Groundworks will begin shortly on phase two of the seating. I think the fundraising that the fans have done has been superb. There are obviously three pitches running at the moment, which is fantastic. But we need to obviously rectify the problems with the existing stand, get that to an acceptable condition, and then build the second phase. I'd like to think that we can get the concrete plinth laid and the steelwork and cladding up prior to season starting, but obviously it's subject to funding. I met with the contractors last week, and I'll be meeting with the board early next week to determine what we're going to do over the coming weeks to get the ground ready for the next season.
Finally, overall, there does seem to be a lot of work to be done. How confident are you that it can be fulfilled?
I'm very confident. There are a lot of good people behind Darnley Football Club who are all pulling in the right direction. We need to obviously stabilise. We need to ensure that there is no churn at board level, bring in skills that we need to grow the club. But obviously, Darling has a tremendous heritage and history. And for that reason, I'm very excited about getting involved with the club and hopefully getting that club back into the Football League.